This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Today we're gearing up for the final stretch of the presidential campaign with a look at the theater of campaign strategy.
I heard a young man speaking out just the other day. I stopped just to listen to what he had to say. He spoke straight and simple. By that I was impressed, he said. Once and for all, why not the best?
Now we have an opportunity to move toward national health insurance. Said his name with Jimmy an emphasis Carter. On the
During a presidential debate before the election in 1980, Jimmy Carter wanted to demonstrate that his opponent, Ronald Reagan, wasn't as knowledgeable as a president should be. So President Carter rattled off all kinds of health care facts.
Important to the American people. Governor Reagan again. Typically, is against such a proposal.
Governor?
And then the camera cut to Reagan.
There you go again.
The best politicians are masters of the art of rhetoric and delivery. So are magicians, who have a name for that kind of talk, patter. And any magician will tell you that patter is all about getting the audience to pay attention to the wrong thing.
I'm not making this up. My great uncle met Harry Houdini, the master, when he was a young man here in New York City. He was inspired to learn magic by Houdini. He learned magic himself. He passed those secrets on to me. I have two of my own children now, and I plan to teach those secrets to them when they grow up so we can keep it all in the family.
What I think a fine form of patter is when it's engaging, and it engages people regardless of whether the magic is there or not. When it boils down to it, you've got not just the trick, but you've got this whole story that's wrapped around the trick.
That's 1, 2, 3, very good. 4, 5, 6, 7, notice. I was looking far off into the distance, not at his eyes, because some people seem to think you can get a reflection off of people's eyeballs.
People aren't going to pay any attention to the trick if you haven't interested them first.
To write good patter, it has to seem organic to who you are.
It was whispered by slaves and abolitionists as they blazed a trail towards freedom. Through the darkest of nights. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Patter is a way to establish rapport. It's a way to establish closeness with the audience. And it doesn't matter how good a manipulator the magician is, but if it doesn't touch the audience somewhere, then really the magician is just juggling on stage. Patter can contribute to misdirection.
Again, and I want to let you know what I did as a mayor and as a governor. And I may not answer the questions the way that either the moderator or you want to hear, but I'm going to talk straight to the American people and let them know my track record also.
It shouldn't be termed misdirection, but it really should be called direction. Because you're not drawing people's attention away from something, you're drawing their attention towards something.
Over our heads is a crystal chandelier. The chandelier will help with the final stage of this experiment. I'm going to separate the cards into two piles, one pile on the left and one pile on the right. After all the shuffling and mixing, the shadows will change everything. Watch this. Observe the shadows.
The high points that you want people to take away. I think that's a great overlap between politicians, magicians, and lawyers.
You well know I've been called a maverick. Sometimes it's meant as a compliment, and sometimes it's not. What it really means, I don't work for a party, I don't work for a special interest, I don't work for myself, I work for you.
As a magician, I'm always thinking of these beats.
And the next, and the next, and the queens, the fives, the twos, threes, queens, aces. In fact, my friends, look, that's seven, the four, jack, eight, seven, three, ace, eight. Every card on this side, every card on this side, a perfect match.
The beats, they go in a rhythm that's comfortable enough, that it's not too fast, not too slow. And good politicians also know about how to use these beats. You present an idea, and you get a rise.
John McCain voted against the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty.
Another idea, and you get a rise.
John McCain is opposed to an amendment to allow for inspections.
You present another idea, and you get a rise.
John McCain has not been the kind of supporter for dealing with, and by the way, let me put it another way. My time's almost up.
When I say misdirection, I want somebody to look here where the dirty work is going on there. And that's done by talk. It's done by, patter.
Can you give us an example with a magic trick?
As far as misdirection is concerned, well, I have a deck of cards laying here. I don't know if this is the same thing, but look, if I take that ace of clubs and put it here, you've seen the ace of clubs, but I just made you look in the wrong place. That's the ace of hearts.
How did you do that?
I did it very well, as a matter of fact, under the circumstances. It's all a matter of acting. Politicians do the same thing. They'll say one thing and make you think the other.
We heard from magician Steve Cohen, Mark Levy, and Harry Lorraine. Our story was produced by Sally Herships and Chang Lin.